and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report.
9 people lost their lives in this building last night.
Fall River, Massachusetts Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon after flames consumed an assisted living facility that housed about 70 people. He says many were rescued, some of them carried out because they couldn't walk.
The police department, fire department, and EMS were able to enact dozens of rescues to save multiple lives in this case.
First responders had to fight their way through smoke and flames, with some residents screaming out windows, begging to be saved. The chief says it's left his entire department shaken.
I would say that for anybody that was at this scene last night, not just firefighters, police officers, EMS, to seek the help that you need to deal with a tragic situation like this. Nobody's programmed to deal with this.
Family members who showed up say police were trying to break windows to get in. The cause of the fire at Gabriel House is under investigation. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a new project underway featuring stories told by families in Wisconsin. The subject? How their lives could be impacted by cuts in the federal budget. Terry Barr has more.
It's called Storybook On the Line and focuses on firsthand accounts from people across the state.
Many of whom are not politically motivated, who don't generally step forward to share their story publicly, but feel that this bill will impact them in such a profound way.
That's Sandra Goldschein with the Campaign for a Family-Friendly Economy. She asked residents if programs like Medicaid, Head Start, and SNAP are important in Wisconsin. Goldschein shares what Julia Banker from Eau Claire told her.
She shares that Medicaid saved her life. She has been hospitalized in the past as she struggled with her own mental health. And it was Medicaid that allowed her to afford the treatment to get her on a path where she has opened her own business.
You can now read all of the stories shared through this project. We have an article with a link to the book on our network website. Go to civicmedia.us.
There will be a partial lake closure of Lake Wazeecha this week for the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Tournament. The closure begins on Thursday, July 17th, bright and early at 6 a.m., and continues until Sunday, July 20th at 9 p.m. The area closed includes waters east of a line from the 64th Street South boat landing extending north to the north shore of Lake Wazeecha, and all water area east to County Highway U, 80th Street South Bridge. There are signs posted to remind everyone of the restrictions for this event. Recreational use is prohibited during this time, including boating, swimming, wading, fishing, water skiing, scuba diving, and snorkeling. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose to L.A.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the L.A. Clippers, 106-91 in summer league action. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he's had any contact with Giannis after all the roster changes they've made.
We talk to Giannis all the time. I'll go visit him after summer league. There's a reason we don't really speculate or talk about any of this stuff ever. Entirely focused on our job. Our job is to build the best team that we can, present that to him, present the vision and the plan, and go and kick ass in the next season.
Baseball, the Brewers drafting 5 new players, 3 pitchers, 2 infielders. The draft continues today. Milwaukee beat the Nationals 8-1 to complete a 3-game sweep heading into the All-Star break. But Sal Frelick suffering a hamstring injury after sliding to catch a pop fly in foul territory.
You know, his hamstrings last week, he was feeling it a little bit and cautious and got treated for it. And then when he slid, he felt like it got worse. We recommended he come out of the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s with a few scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them. Which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinere. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Wright, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Good morning. It's 8:06. Nice to have you here up north on this Monday morning, July 14th, 2025. Parker Olson produces this show and is standing by in Madison Studio A2. John and Gordy joining us in a sec from Madison Studio A1. And then from her private weather cave somewhere in the middle of Wisconsin is meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who's also going to educate us this hour about EAA Air Venture. Big fan of it.
Huge fan.
To which Alicia writes on YouTube, I need to find Brittany next week. Big EAA fan. So
yes.
I've never been to it. John and Gordy, I don't believe you guys have been there from our Madison station.
No.
And Kristen, it's been a little while for you. Mm-hmm. So we'll figure that out.
Oh, you've been
out.
There. You've been there, though.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Fox Valley, so I've been around.
Yeah, of course.
You can't help it. Exactly. Alicia also notes that July birthdays are the best, and she's no longer talking about mine 10 days ago, but now talking about John, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Mr. Peterson.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. Gordy's birthday was last week, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's birthday is tomorrow, and we're going to go see the movie Superman.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So that's her gift.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, we were just talking about that in the last segment here.
Oh, you are?
Wow. Yeah. So, Brittany, we started last hour, and I figure we started as well about the smoke because it was, again, so thick in parts of Wisconsin. Seems to have dissipated by and large, but does that play any kind of a role as we get our weather week started?
Yeah, so a little bit still sticking around, especially by those Great Lakes, far north and far east. Air quality isn't the best. It could spike a little bit this afternoon before it wants to leave. And it's all because of the high pressure system. It is taking the air way up high and sinking it down to the surface. And the winds aren't really moving too much yet. So as a front starts to move through later this week, that will all be gone and out of here. And it is going to start to get a little bit better by tomorrow. So highs today, we're going to the mid 80s statewide. All of us feeling that summer warmth, slightly sticky out there. And of course, a hazy sunshine. It will be warm and throughout tomorrow too. Temperatures still into those upper 80s before a front starts to sag through the state. So tomorrow night, we are looking at chances of showers and storms far northwest. And of course, that is going to be working its way for the rest of us into Wednesday and potentially Thursday too, before we dry things out for Friday. And actually, we cool down behind that as well. Overall, not looking at too crazy of a week, just a little wet in the middle of it.
Okay. We'll talk about Air Venture more in just a sec, but first let me remind folks that State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner from the Green Bay area will be joining us later this hour. And Dr. Kristen Lyerly, kind enough to stick around for us. Jane Matinere is off today, but she will be busy this week along with Greg Bach and with Todd Albaugh, because it is road trip week. You can go road tripping with Matinere on Air and the Todd Albaugh Show with stops in Oshkosh, Butternut, and Hayward. You can join Jane and Todd and Greg on the road for all kinds of stories about what makes Wisconsin great. And of course, we've given Todd a head start, given a couple of days that he spent up here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. I don't believe we scarred him too much. He's still willing to road trip for the rest of this week. So tune into all of that across the Civic Media Radio Network. Also coming up later today on the programs, you've got Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang, who are guest co-hosting Matt and Air on Air today. And then later on the Todd Alba Show at 3:30, State Representative Jenna Jacobson will talk about her announcement for a state Senate seat in Southwest Wisconsin. That and so much more throughout the day here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Brittany, we count on you as our ambassador because we're now in the 1 week countdown to Air Venture. And for those of us who have not been, or, you know, maybe don't consider ourselves big plane enthusiasts, everybody's got the things that they like. You love it. What is it? What is it about it that you love so much?
It's risky, right? You love risk.
It's risky. Yeah. It's an adventure.
Former wing walker. Yeah. Something like that.
Yes. No, I've always wanted to be a pilot. I think obviously aviation and meteorology go in hand in hand. So I've always been closely tied to that community. And just the things that you learn. Honestly, I didn't know EAA was a thing until I moved to the Fox Valley. So like Kristen Lyerly was saying, it's just when you're in that atmosphere, it's there. You're going to go, you're going to see it. But outside of that, you don't really know what it is. I had no idea. So it's basically where airplanes were, you know, in a sense created. So we have people coming from all across the world joining in tiny little Oshkosh. And I say tiny because it is small when you have all of these pilots worldwide. There's over 10,000 flights coming into Whitman Airport. It's already starting right now. So the weather is a huge thing, you know, obviously, as you have all these pilots flying in. And it's pretty cool. It's a big family because everyone in Fox Valley is volunteering. We have volunteers all over. That is how this event is ran, volunteer based. So a lot of us Wisconsinites are busting our butt in that crazy, hot, stormy weather to make this event happen. And even all around it, I mean, just so you know, heads up, fast food places or restaurants around the area are going to be sold out. They're going to be slammed. So it brings in a lot of money to our area. But overall, it is the coolest thing to me because I love flying. I love aerobatics. You get to meet all these pilots. You get to see the old planes, the
aerobatics. Oh, my gosh. Maybe that's what you're going to get into, right?
You know it.
Aerobatic part of it. All right. I knew risk. She likes risk. All right.
Yeah, I want to know why is Alicia writing in wing walker in the Navy has a completely different meaning. All right, Alicia. Apparently, we've made a bunch of people in the Navy laugh right now without any idea why. So maybe she will fill us in. Are you going to be camping next week there like you were last year?
Yes. Yeah, so I will be there the entire week camping, with no electricity, none of that.
What?
So it is the real grind out there for the entire week trying to make it through. And you think you found... When that thing dies, that phone dies really, really fast.
Will you be in touch with us at all?
I will.
Okay.
Well, she could always go to Osh Vegas, which is across the street.
I love that sign.
Osh Vegas?
Yes, Osh Vegas is right across the street.
Yes.
Isn't there a gift shop now? I think. I don't know. It used to be a motel.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not quite sure either.
Vegas?
Yeah, it's across the street. It's like a store or a house or it's something.
I think they host a big music festival there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that big field behind it.
Yeah.
Country music used to be, and now they changed it to something else. I believe it's maybe a pub, there with a bunch of campers.
I love the name. Isn't that a great name, Osh Vegas?
Osh Vegas.
It works.
We are going to learn a lot about the Oshkosh area next week. Brittany, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Let's get back to John and Gordy, the birthday boys as well. John, today, especially. John, as you mentioned last week, you got yourself a little gift. You are now an EV owner.
That's right. I just love these EVs now. I got in the car, and it was just so gorgeous that I just fell in love immediately. And my wife was not on that same page. She wanted to build a garage and add value to our house. I said, no, I have to get this frivolous gift for myself. So, and the only reason I had to get this is because, as you know, Trump is getting rid of the rebates for EVs. And I thought, I'm taking that $4,000 before they expire. Sure. And that's the only reason I wanted to get the EV. And I also read an article where used EVs are really inexpensive. They're least expensive out of all the used cars, gasoline included. So I found a great EV. It's a Kia EV6. It's called The Wind. I should give it a name.
The Wind.
No, it doesn't need the wind. It needs a song. Kristen, you turn on that radio, yeah. And what's the first thing it plays for you?
She's like the wind.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Leaves. You got to name it Swayze.
Swayze?
Name it the Swayze. Swayze and Swayze.
Yeah. I could. I have to think of a name. I don't know. I got to think of something that's
natural.
You
give us the wind as a start. Of course, I'm old enough. I'd go with Mariah, but I'm sure there are other
options.
There you go.
There. The thing is, we're talking about it on there this morning. We're saying, geez, I finally made it into the Jetsons age.
Yes.
That's our reference point.
Yes. That is your entry. Congratulations. You're there.
This is a tech vehicle. It's called the tech package. So it's got all this technical stuff in the car. And to tell you what, you know, they have the quick guides, you know, how you like to look at the quick guide right away so you can get familiar with things very quickly. They're about 300 pages. These quick guides are not quick guides at all. No.
It sounds, I'll bet there's a bunch of lawyer talk in there too about, you know, all the disclaimers and like the terms and conditions. You have to check the box. No idea what you just checked, and yet you're there. And so that's your birthday gift to yourself of sorts, Gordy.
And the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And okay, the family too, I guess. Gordy, you did Art Fair on the Square, which is all around the Capitol Square. I've been to it once or twice. Just a wonderful way to have, you know, art and other crafts on display. So did you get yourself like a little statue for your house or a big 6x6 foot painting of something? Or
No, I didn't really make any purchases. I did win a couple of prizes at one of the local TV stations. Had a big prize wheel, and I got a little duffel bag or something with their logo all over it. I like to go just to see what's out there and all the, because they bring artists in from all over the country for this thing. It's been going on for forever in Madison, and they have the art fair on the square, and then they have the art fair off the square. They really kind of have blended the two together, but some more local stuff at the art fair off of the square, but just fantastic stuff. I mean, I just admire all the work that all these artists can do. And a lot of imagination, a lot of very cool artwork, a lot of arts and crafts stuff too, and terrific food. So it's a great day. They have it every Saturday and Sunday this time of year. And I went to it yesterday because it's a little bit less people. You know, the Saturday morning is really crowded, but I went yesterday afternoon. It was really fun and great weather for it too. So just a fun day out.
That's great.
And I'd go to it myself, but I've got the weirdest house. There's no place on the walls to put pictures. So
it's not just pictures, though. It's jewelry.
It's sculpture. It's so many different things.
Art can mean so many different things to different
I just people. Thought he was coming up with that's an excuse. True. Oh, look, there's nothing on the walls. There's the things just fall right off. It's a special paint that we put on the walls. It happens. So you have a birthday on Bastille Day, John. Which is interesting. I mean, have you had French themed birthday parties or anything
no.
like that? No. You spend your birthday releasing prisoners or anything? Storming the gates?
Yeah, storming the gates. I forgot all about Bastille Day. And I guess, Kristen, you brought the whole subject matter up, right?
Kristen tortured somebody over Bastille Day.
Because we're near Madison, right? So when I lived in Oregon, my neighbor, Ann Weiland, shout out to Ann, it is also Ann's birthday. So we had a birthday party for Ann. And at the time, we also had an au pair from Germany who, like many Germans, has a little bit of a rivalry with the French. Mm-hmm. So we themed the entire birthday party French, with French fries and French toast and all of the silly French things. And we told him that it was a Bastille Day party. And he got so upset that he left. We had to chase him out of the house and tell him that we were just kidding. So happy birthday, Anne. Happy Bastille Day to all.
I mean, you punk your German guest with a Bastille Day party. I mean, do you have like a Mexican housekeeper and then you have an ice theme party for this person next? What's next with you?
Wow.
We're still friends. I texted him this morning. He said, I still do not understand the French work culture. Happy Bastille Day.
There you go.
Hey, a local update is coming up next for some of you. Others will continue this conversation here. And when we're all back together in our next half hour, we will be talking to State Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner about what's happening next in the legislature now that the state budget has been passed and is done. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, all. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. For this July 11th, 2025, have your host, James, here. We're joined right now, thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We say a shout-out to Meredith and Haley and the gang over there. We're talking BMX today. Central Wisconsin BMX, actually. Got a big event coming up in August we're going to get to. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves so the audience can put a voice to the name. We'll start with you, sir. Oh, we got to start at the end here. We got to always do it that way.
Sounds good. My name's Pat Fodia. I'm a local rider, dad, and volunteer out at the BMX track.
Thanks for being here, Pat. Appreciate you.
I'm Addison Warren. I'm a local rider as well and a volunteer.
And Addison, that voice is going to be familiar to the audience out there. She's joined us a handful of times over the last couple of years, really. Mm-hmm. She is Miss Northern Lights Teen and the former Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen. Congratulations again on Addison.
Thank
you. And awesome to see you again. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, I want to get into what Central Wisconsin BMX is for a start. This is a club that started back in 83. It's hard to think that it started that long ago, Pat, but it started a while back. How long have you been a part of things, Pat?
See, I started racing when I was 5, so that brings me...
Jeez.
Yeah, it brings me to 28 years on and off again I've been involved.
Right on.
Yeah.
And Addison, how long have you been involved with it?
I'd say around 5 years, around that.
In my defense, Pat, I didn't know how old that would make me feel when I asked that. And no, I'm joking. But that's cool.
I agree.
It's such awesome to have you two in particular in here with the age difference, but it shows so much of what we want to get across here with BMX is there is no you're too old for this or you're necessarily too young for this. It's really something that's so great for all ages, which makes it such a great family sport. And I don't know that we have enough of those anymore. We could have enough of those.
Definitely not. I would say it's like kind of similar to golf for that age range. Mm-hmm. You can bring anybody along. Yeah. You know, we've got grandfathers out there racing. Mm-hmm. I've seen grandmas. Yeah. There's actually a gal down in Illinois, and she's like well into her 70s, and she's just out there having a blast with everybody.
Yeah, I remember I went to Lincoln, and I remember when they were working over there, and it was first being built, and you're kind of seeing images of what they're hoping it's going to be, and that, and we talked about there was a lot of conversation about the different things that park could bring economically and some of that. I don't think anybody could have pictured what would happen over there, and how not only the explosion of BMX in this area. And the support of that, what they're doing over there. There is a partnership between the City of Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin BMX, which is really cool to say and see. But the fact that it's recognized as one of the top tracks in the Midwest, that people travel from states over to come over here, and whether it's play or compete, they want to be a part of things at that track. That's pretty cool to see. And it got to be pretty fun to see it being a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, with the length of time I've been involved, I've gotten to see that track grow. So I started out with the old track out on South on 13 by Little Critters Bar back when it was there. So when we moved, I was in like junior high, maybe, I don't know, it'd been elementary school still. But yeah, I remember being part of shoveling the dirt, bringing it into the new facility before there was a fence, and you could get in there and ride whenever you wanted. Escape and have some fun.
I seem to remember that myself. It's such a fun thing about it, and I could talk endlessly about Central Wisconsin BMX. They have hosted state, regional, national finals, the Wisconsin State Championship. They've hosted that 9 times. North Central Gold Cup Finals once. USA BMX, Canada BMX, Badger State Nationals 5 times. So many different things have been going on over there for many years that have been really cool to see. But one thing before we get into nationals and let the audience know about that a little bit more is something I kind of touched on before, and encouraging, you know, whether you want to do this for fun or you want to get out there and be competitive or anything like that. It is really one of those sports that's for everybody. Uh-huh. And especially if you want to bring the family involved. Is that something that I think is a fun part of this? And Addison, you told us how long you've been involved. How did you get involved with BMX?
A really funny story. My brother and my grandpa went to just go watch one time, and then my brother joined. And I was like, I can't just sit here and watch him do this. So I went out, and I tried it, and I ended up being better than him. So
I was just going to say it right on. Sibling rivalry can create some great things. And my sister and I went through a lot of that too. And Jillian beat me in a lot of things. thanks for that reminder.
Yeah.
No, it's awesome. That is exactly what we're talking about here.
Riley's not going to like that comment.
Oh, no.
He's not even here to defend himself. but it's such a great note on what this is and what it does. It's fun to compete. It's fun to win. It's fun to win. Yeah. I'm not going to escape past that. But it's so much bigger than that. Mm-hmm. I mentioned economics, and what Central Wisconsin BMX has been able to bring into the city economically has been made an impact and been greatly a great part of this. But it's also the gift of being able to give families and kids like you, Addison, an opportunity to get out there, have some fun, do something. You're outside. You're doing things like that. And I think, too, and Addison, maybe you can speak to this better than I can. I'm just speaking from I rode bike like crazy, but I didn't compete. I didn't do a lot of those things. But I was in competitive sports. I was in track. I was in football, a lot of those. And one of the things that I learned from athletics was, yes, again, it's great to win and everything, but how to work with each other. Working with others and working with kids that I didn't know that well or anything, the confidence that it gave me. Mm-hmm. And whether I was good or not, just going out there and playing, just putting that uniform on or some of those things, it built things in me that I didn't have before. And we're able to do that with BMX with kids and kids your age or of all ages, really. And we don't, again, have enough opportunities in life to do that, to just build you guys up. I don't know if you're going to be, you know, play ride BMX professionally. I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to do something awesome. I know that. But whatever you're going to do, sure would be good to have some confidence with it. Absolutely. Sure would be able to build you guys up and everything, and in a very strong and supportive way. And BMX, Central Wisconsin BMX does that a lot for a lot of kids out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a rare sport for community. Mm-hmm. I probably couldn't hit this nail on the head more often, but it is a sport where you can walk in the gate and you will be scooped up by somebody immediately. Absolutely. And brought into the atmosphere.
Yeah, I don't think I have connections outside. Like, I have extremely well, good connections throughout BMX. And like,
you were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Cuts to Medicaid were part of the federal budget bill recently signed into law by President Donald Trump. One Wisconsin senator is asking hospital staff how they'll be affected. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin toured the Emergency Services Department of Amplify Bell & Health's Green Bay Hospital Saturday. She was there to gauge the impact that cuts to Medicaid will have. ER physician Dr. Bradley Burmeister told her the cuts will be felt at the care level.
We're going to see less people on Medicaid, and we're going to have folks skimming off the top for profit. That really sort of puts the squeeze on us to make sure we can continue by to deliver the care that we need.
Senator Baldwin said when talking about the budget bill that it's about more than just numbers. It's about the people.
And let me be very clear. This measure that was passed last week will hurt our state. This bill will hurt the over 270,000 Wisconsinites who will have their health care terminated. 270,000.
Baldwin encourages people to continue contacting their senators and representatives and even state lawmakers to encourage a reversal of the Medicaid cuts.
Average gas prices increased over the past week, rising 7 cents per gallon to land at $2.99 on Monday. This is 6.7 cents higher than a month ago, but a little over 29 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddies say gasoline inventories remain just below average as we're approaching the midpoint of the summer driving season. If there are no major developments with the renewed tariff discussions, the national average price of gas should remain in the low $3 per gallon range as it has for most of the summer so far. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex and the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s with a few scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild is in the guest host seat with me on Monday. We keep you up to date. Who's out and who's in? Is it Bongino and Patel or Bondi at the DOJ?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, you can sign up for our daily newsletter at Up North News. Head to upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe in the top banner. In today's newsletter, a little story about sports broadcaster Trenny Casey. You may have remembered her as Trenny Kaznarek. She recently completed her leg of MS Run the U.S., a coast-to-coast relay where runners cover a section of the country to raise awareness and funds for those living with multiple sclerosis. Trenny had a leg that spanned 160 miles from Platteville to Wauwatosa. Basically running six marathons in 6 days, she raised tens of thousands of dollars for the cause, and you can read more about it in our newsletter. Sign up over at upnorthnewswi.com, and don't forget on the website as well, when you head over there, there's a new feature called 10 Books by Wisconsin Authors to add to your summer reading list. They include Wisconsin Milwaukee native Peter Straub, who went on to write the national bestseller Ghost Story, and much more. Look for that on the website, UpNorthNewsWI.com. Back now at 8:36, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here, and also joining us, State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner from the Green Bay area. Nice to have you here, Representative. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Go Pack, go.
That's right. There you go. Exactly. So the state budget is done, and ultimately, as it passed, you were a no vote on it. It was quite the bipartisan vote total, with Republicans and Democrats voting no, Republicans and Democrats voting yes. And everybody in those groups, you know, has their reasons. And so I wanted to hear from you what it was where, in your mind, the state budget bill fell short of your support for a vote.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to let you know, I also love hot honey. And so it's one of my wonderful things. And I usually put it with bacon wrapped dates with blue cheese and goat cheese in the on top, so it's very, very good. But
you're in, get in line here, because Jenny's putting on YouTube, pepper jelly is a great stir fry alternative, true too.
Whoa.
So look at this. We are adding spice to this program like you never. Who'd have thought, you know, that a girl from Kakana and a boy from Chippewa Falls, neither one of which is going to be mistaken for spicy, is going to be all about the spicy food and, you know, and more. I'll leave it at that.
I love it.
So now it's time for that hot take on the budget. You see what I did there?
So one of the things I'm really excited about is that there was even a version of bipartisan compromise. I mean, many of you already know this, that over the last 15 years, we have not really seen Republicans come to the table to negotiate on anything related to the budget. We've seen a new process in which the governor puts out a budget, which I fully supported, and the JFC, the Joint Finance Committee, which is 14 members are Republicans and four are Democrats, despite legislators that are much closer in percentages, usually throws out the entire budget. And that's actually what happened this year, except the most extreme members of the Senate could not vote for any budget and actually were contemplating not passing a budget for the first time in modern Wisconsin history. And then they were looking for Democratic votes literally at the last minute, coming down to the last hour of the budget cycle. This is the most kind of unique budget cycle that we've ever seen, probably in modern Wisconsin history. And so a lot of things were missing. And so I'm very proud that the governor, in this broken system that we have, attempted to bring some common sense to this bill. So he made a Republican bill, a budget bill, better. But it really fell short. And so I'm thankful for the governor for all the work that he did. I'm glad that there are some elements that got improved. And we saw some really good things in the budget. But here's the thing. I came to Madison not to work just within broken systems, but to fix them. And one of the most broken systems that we have is school funding. And so the compromise was that our special education funding would be at 60%. For those who may not know, that we essentially have two tiers of education where we have voucher schools and traditional public schools. Voucher schools get funded at 90% or higher for their special education expenses. Public schools are at 30%. The governor put it at 60%, which was the compromise, which should have, you know, we would love to be at 90, but it got 60. People could live with that. The Republicans responded by giving them 32%. This budget put it at 45%. And so what school districts told us, like here in Green Bay, was if we couldn't get to 60%, we'd end up at a referendum, putting that burden of funding our public schools on property tax owners in the local community versus on the budget that has the ability to cover that cost. And so it didn't pass. I mean, the budget did pass, and we are now looking for, our school system is planning on going to referendum this next fall. And so I could not support a budget that could not really cover the cost, the compromise funding for schools. And to me, schools are the centerpiece of our communities. It's where we judge how well we take care of our kids, where they meet some of the best people of their lives, where they are equipped for the next generation and the skills of the workforce. And the fact that our schools are struggling at such a level just did not seem like something I could vote for. I'm looking forward to supporting more school funding in this coming year, but it was really school funding that made the difference for me.
And when you talk about Green Bay schools going to referendum, you mean referendum again, because Republicans in the state have failed to provide adequate funding for public education for the past 15 years. And before I ask you about childcare, because I really, really care about that, I just want to lift up something that you said. For the past 15 years, Republicans in the state have refused to compromise. And that's what the people of Wisconsin want. Yes. They have refused to serve the people of Wisconsin because they have had this stance that is uncompromising. So let's talk about what that means for childcare now and for the future of childcare in this state.
Yeah. And so there were several things that I think I would have loved to see more investment in. Childcare was one of them. This budget didn't actually have any specific allocations for housing, as we know that there's a housing crisis here in Green Bay. And it ultimately, because of Republicans, failed to expand Badger Care, which we know would actually bring about $1.7 billion to the state of Wisconsin. But specifically childcare, and the governor has made a great effort to really make sure that we had some childcare funding in this project. And so there is funding, millions of dollars of funding for childcare that the governor was able to add into this, the really exciting childcare counts program that was a pandemic era program that sent direct funding to childcare providers that allowed them to hire folks, pay people better, and keep their prices low and accessible to working families. The governor had been a champion for that work. Republicans didn't like the name Child Care Counts and didn't like the program. So the compromise was to create a whole new program that works just like Child Care Counts so that Republicans could have a win. And so the upside is that we have child care funding in the state budget. The downside is that funding literally goes away after the first year. And again, I think that we have to remember that it's not really a compromise. It was that Republicans wanted something. They needed five Democratic votes, and they gave us the bare minimum to get those five votes in the Senate, and they did get some more in the Assembly. And I think that is not a great process. Like, what to me, what I hear when I talk to people in this community, Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, is that they want government to work. They want government to be a force for good. And there's a lot of incredible things that happen here in Wisconsin. We're the birthplace of many civil rights, of Social Security, of environmentalism. We know that we want to take care of each other. And so they expect a budget that does that work. And for me, I'm really proud of the governor for even getting an improved budget. But the truth of the matter is there's too many things that were left on the table. Childcare is one of them. We would have loved to see some further extensions. And these are majoritarian policies. These are not far right, far left. Everybody wants a basic childcare program. People want housing and building more housing. They want something taken care of the environment, and they want their healthcare to be more accessible. And they want us to take funding from the federal government so that it's less of a burden on local taxpayers. And unfortunately, we could not get there with this budget, but this is the first budget that we've ever seen Republicans have come to the table. Unfortunately, it was, they came to the table the last 24 hours and expected to make miracles. And so I'm happy we got further than we were at, but there's still a lot that folks need in this moment.
First steps, bipartisan wise, but baby steps, but first steps, but baby steps. So where do we go from here? The budget bill is done. We're talking to State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner from Green Bay, Dr. Kristen Lierley here as well. And so there are things that did not make the state budget bill that perhaps could come up as separate legislation. But again, it would need bipartisan support to move forward. There are other bills that may not pass at all. They've been brought up year after year after year. And yet, as a statement, you have to bring them up to show people what you're willing to fight for. I think about the predecessor in that seat, made a big deal about healthy meals for all and school meals. You have taken that baton and you are running with it.
Absolutely. So just for folks who may not know, former Representative Christina Shelton, now Christina Sandar, led the effort to create a program called Healthy Meals for All, which is basically says that every kid that goes to a school, a public school, gets a lunch and a breakfast. No means testing. Everyone gets fed. We know that a hungry kid cannot learn. And so taking that concern off the table and allowing kids to have meals without accruing debt, something that we still do in the 21st century, is that we make children and families actually accrue debt for meals at schools. This bill would eliminate that process and no means testing, and we'd actually save money. It costs the state and local municipalities money to actually implement a program that tries to regulate who gets and who pays for school funding, school food. And Minnesota has already done this. Many states have already done this. And it's an exciting program that's common sense. It actually saves taxpayer money. And we see the improvement in kids' lives and learning outcomes and social outcomes. And so I'm really excited to be a champion for this. A lot of my other Democratic colleagues have signed on to this bill. We are hoping to get this passed. It was in the governor's budget, but it was stripped out by the Joint Finance Committee. But we are reintroducing that bill, hoping to get that support. And when I actually talk to my Republican colleagues, and there's a lot of support. But we all know the difference between private conversations and the politics of the Assembly and the Senate. And so my hope is that that common sense bill can see the light of day because it has broad support and it actually saves us money. And so I just think feeding kids is something that's very simple. And I'm always grateful that the governor put this in his budget and made it a priority. Unfortunately, it did not survive the so-called compromise.
Which leads me to again say, how is this still a thing? How are we still having this discussion about school lunch debt and not feeding all the kids in school? We don't charge bus fare on the school bus. Why are we doing the same at the cafeteria? And yet we are. And State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner is one of the people fighting for healthy meals for all. And there's still much more work to do in this legislative session. There is crypto regulation. There's the whole notion of, yeah, not letting billionaires bribe voters as we come into elections. There are things to be done. And in the midst of all that, we're still waiting for the governor to decide if he's going to run for a third term or not. I would guess you're probably looking at your phone every so often going, any news yet? Any news yet? Because, I mean, there's a lot that hinges on that. So we'll continue this conversation for some of you with Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner. Others will have a local break that's coming up in just a bit as well. And a reminder that you can get our newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com. First, a quick check of sports. The Brewers have their best record ever at the All-Star break with 56 wins. Heading into the break, they will resume action in Los Angeles against the Dodgers coming up on Friday. Still one game behind the Cubs for the National League Central Division, but quite a sprint coming when the All-Star break is past us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. Follow us at upnorthnewswi.com.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Throughout BMX, and like, that's just some of my closest friends that I'm going to have for the rest of my life. It's just the community that comes with BMX. I remember not knowing anyone, and I was timid, and I was scared going into it, but now that I know that I'm going to have so many friends throughout the sport is just amazing.
You know, and with this, so we see this a lot more with kind of not your traditional sports or some of the sports that are so well covered and known and everything. A lot more kids are getting into a lot of those, and fringe sports is what they call them. I don't necessarily like that term, but I will say the BMX is one of those ones that I first think of when we're talking about, I kind of like the idea of athletics, but I don't have any interest in football or basketball or something like that. And you know, you bring this up, and all of a sudden it starts peaking. piquing some interest here a little bit and everything. So for every kid that is into those other sports, there is something like this here that I encourage families to have their kid try. And again, this is one of the cool things about this sport. For one, it can, I'm not saying that it's cheap by any means, but it's not necessarily the most expensive sport like some other ones that I've mentioned before or something. It's also one of those ones, most kids are going to have a bike anyway. I mean, you know, you got a bike and you need certain bikes for certain things, I know. But if they're riding, they can probably get into something like this for fun and having an enjoying time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I worked at the local bike shop through high school, and it is as expensive as you want to make it. Mm-hmm. You know, you got dads like me who go way over the top for their kids, and you know, the kids have no idea what they're riding. But at the same time, they're competing with kids who have that loaner bike from the track because it's a great option when you're first starting. Or they buy that Craigslist or, I guess, Marketplace these days bike, and they compete just as well. It really is not about the equipment, even if you got crazy dads and moms, I guess. But and the community is different.
Yeah.
You know, cycling isn't like most sports. It can be competitive, but it's also a hobby. You know, I look around, my brother's a great example. He's a collector. He still loves everything BMX. You'll never catch him at the track. His daughters more than likely aren't going to show up to the track. They're not into it. But it goes so much further past the track. There's other ways to experience the sport of BMX than necessarily physically at the BMX track.
It's a great note, Pat, especially to anybody out there who has an interest, but maybe you don't want to necessarily get on a bike or something. Always looking for volunteers out there. Always looking for people that want to give a hand and find out more about the sport. That's a great note on that. And it's such an open community too. Like come one, come all. Mm-hmm. Looking for anybody. If you like bike, you're in the right group and everything. So encourage people to find out more. We'll give you information on how you can do that before we wrap up today. Do want to get to Nationals, US BMX Nationals coming up in August. August 1st through the 3rd, Nationals will be taking place. When I say Nationals to you guys, and let's say that I don't know anything about Nationals, how can you explain this event to me? Yeah, it's a big question. I ask the tough questions. As far as the event itself, if somebody just wants to check it out, man, you guys made it sound really fun and exciting. I want to see what this is about. What are they going to experience? What will they see through Nationals? What kind of competition goes on?
It's fun, but it's tough. Mm-hmm. I think that Nationals are for experience. Like, I think my first National, I was like 13, and it was extremely difficult for me, but it was still really fun. Like, it's so fun to connect with people from around the country, around the Midwest, and seeing how many people can come and support.
Yeah, so BMX handles it a little differently when we talk Nationals and regionals. You don't qualify up through like state and then to regional and national. Mm-hmm. They're all kind of their own bodies of point systems and titles. So anybody who is racing, whether they're amateur or professional, can show up to the National and participate, which is pretty unique. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I did my homework and I didn't know that.
Yeah, and nice. It doesn't really take away from your normal races. You're just going to have a deeper pool of people to race.
Yeah.
So BMX has skill levels, novice, intermediate, expert before you go professional. And there's a few other classifications like cruiser. But in the grand scheme of things, you're going to sign up at a National and you're going to race your age group and you're going to race your skill level. You're just, instead of having maybe four guys at your local or gals, I'm sorry, Addison, at your local race, you're going to have maybe 20, maybe 30. I mean, I've participated in races in my youth where I had 78 riders that were in my class. And that was the biggest event of the year, but still, and it's it's not really any different. It's just more people, more competition.
Yeah.
It makes it fun, too. That more than 375 sanctioned tracks and 70,000 members across the U.S. and Canada. And you got different people from different walks of life coming here to be a part of this one, out of that group of people. You got riders from all over the age range. I mean, we've seen very, very young riders to much older riders, much older than you might think out there. And all the skill levels, as Pat was touching on there, it's such a cool event. And this was one of a number of the 30 racetrack series. Right, there's about 30 of them, these events that go on throughout the year.
Yeah, so there's 30 Nationals a year.
Nationals, yeah.
For your point system, you got to have 10 scores, I think, now, correct, Addison?
Yep.
Yeah, it's changed a little bit since I came back. Yeah, so I believe it's 10 scores, but you can get 3 scores on a weekend for a national. So right. you're not traveling as much as people may think to qualify for that national number.
Right on. With the there's a lot of different races going on throughout the day too. Throughout these couple of days, so you have multiple opportunities to check this out. Although we encourage you to attend every single day, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think that if you're somebody walking into this, I think there's a lot more people than that you guys might even realize that enjoy this sport, but maybe been hesitant to jump in or hesitant to show up at one of the events for fear of not knowing what's going on or. You know, this is something us Midwesterners do all the time, where we want to support something, but we just don't want to bother anybody. You know, we don't want to bug mm-hmm. you. You got things going on. I don't want to bug. No. This group of people in particular, as Pat was touching on, the moment you walk in there, are going to scoop you up. And look, what do you need? You know, what if you don't know what's going on, we'll tell you. We'll help you out. And it's, and I don't say this lightly, I think it's a one of the more easier sports to catch on to and figure out what's going on, how to keep up with everything that's happening.
Yeah, definitely. Just because of, you know, being scooped up, the community of it, that's really where it comes from. You walk inside that gate and you're 20 feet away from a rental helmet and bike. Yeah. People don't realize that. No. It's pretty strategically placed.
Yes. Literally,
you need a long sleeve.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Officials in Massachusetts say 9 people were killed, 30 injured in a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
This isn't what we're designed to do here, right? We're here to save lives, and anytime that any life is lost, a single life is lost, is a tragedy in our mind.
Extreme heat and dry weather fueling fires that are burning out of control in 11 western states, one of them in the most visited national park. CBS's Ian Lee.
Fueled at times by 60-mile-per-hour winds, the fire has grown more than 40,000 acres at the north rim of the Grand Canyon.
President Trump's expected to announce new Patriot missile shipments for Ukraine today. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
They are one of the few defense weapons capable of intercepting ballistic missiles. The president says European allies will pay for and distribute the weapons.